This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. What are your thoughts, Colleen, on that soundbite and the distinction being made between the pro-life movement and the abolitionist movement?
I think her assumption that anybody who's pro-life does not have a biblical worldview about life is mistaken. I personally believe that life begins at conception and that we are created in the image of God, and my pro-life work stems from that belief, and I would venture to say that most pro-life people do hold that view, that life is sacred and that we are created in the image of God. The techniques of how to battle it are different. I would love to see abortion abolished in the United States and all over the world. I would love to see it gone. That's not the world we live in. I think we can beat that drum and we can work towards that, but I think we can also work towards helping people who are in that situation so that abortion is unthinkable and unnecessary in our culture. We would love to see every child welcomed in life on this earth and protected by law and by the leaders that are in our country, but not every leader is going to have that worldview of life begins at conception and that we're created in the image of God. The idea that because we don't say absolutely no abortion never makes us less than pro-life, I take great offense to that. I don't think that that's a good characterization of pro-life people. You know, God is the judge of each of us. And as a woman who's had 3 abortions and who has received forgiveness and mercy and grace because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me, I take full responsibility for the abortions that I have, and I bear the guilt of that. But I also have received mercy from God. And so I think throwing women in jail because they have abortion is very radical. And it doesn't account for those women who may have been coerced into abortion, say a 16-year-old girl who was impregnated by her father, who had her have an abortion to cover up his crime, or women that are in prostitution who, if they get pregnant, their pimp has them go have abortions. There's a variety of women who are forced into abortion through coercion and through circumstances that they may or may not have been responsible for. Think about Paul. He was a chief persecutor of Christians. He killed Christians, but when he met Jesus, he was forgiven and he was changed. So if we want to go by the letter of the law, you know, maybe Paul should have been killed right away. So I think we have to be careful with that. In our pregnancy centers and in our pro-life work, I think when we lead with compassion and we lead with concern and care for the story that's being told to us, the person who's sitting in front of us, when we look at them as someone who God loves and have compassion for that person, we don't have to resort to jail. God is a God of love and of perfect justice. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to ever have perfect justice on this side of heaven.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.